Well, how am I going to go to college? I'll just play football. Work my way through college playing football. Now, I never saw a football till I got to college. East Fork Consolidated High School. I finished high school with 7 other folks. There's 8 of us in the senior class. You can imagine the physical facilities we would have had we played football. So I told my mama, I said, Mama, I'm gonna play. I weighed 214 pounds, I was 6 feet tall. So I put on one of them tight-fitting navy t-shirts. And I sucked myself up where my physique could show. And I commenced to strutting across that campus. And they got to noticing me. Some of the students said, oh, sir, may we help you? I said, I'm looking for the football coach. They said, come with us. I went in his office and he jumped up and said, son, who are you? Oh, I'll give you a half scholarship just looking at you. But tell me quick, what position is it that you play? I said, I am the man. Oh, what runs with the football? That's the position I play. Well, I went out for football 16 days, and the first college football game I ever saw, I played in it. I started that game at left tackle. It didn't take them long to find out I wasn't no running back. Hey, 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 go ahead and giggle. It don't shame me I played tackle. How'd you like to see them run the off-tackle play without no tackle? They just have them ambulances lined up hauling them running backs to the hospital. My first big-time game was against Alabama in the Southeastern Conference. Well, my first big-time game was the first one I played in against Tennessee up at Knoxville. But the one I remember the most, we played Alabama my last year at Mississippi State, and they broke out a sophomore running back named Chio Daddy or Duo Duty, one of the two. As the runningest fella I ever seen in my life, he'd stop and start and belly back and slither and double back, and oh, he could run. One time he has gone for a touchdown and he just turned around and run back through us just to humiliate us. I was playing left defensive tackle. You put your best lineman there. Well, back in them days, most of your football team run to the right. And they put your best lineman right there. Well, Butch Avenger, quarterback for Alabama, took the football and took one step and quick pitched to Chio Duty. Here he come around my side. I busted through, knocked a guard named Holnack down. Stomped him, got old Chio Duty around the waist. Oh, I knew I had him for a loss because on that Mississippi State side, I could hear them cowbells ringing. And just as I went to sling him to the ground, he slithered. Went straight up in the air like you squeeze a watermelon seed. I fell to the ground on my belly. And Chio Didi come down in my back and just done a little dance all over the top of me. Jumped off of me and commenced to running. I'm laying there on my belly, beating the ground with my fist, squalling. My teammate, Dog Owen, said, Jerry, get up and chase him. I said, lay still. He'll be back by here in a minute. I urge young people to participate in sports. Go out for high school sports. It just may occupy enough of your time to where it would keep you from being unduly tempted to suck some of that white mess up your nose and ruin your life. So participate in sports. What a big lie. Cocaine. Morning paper. One of the top baseball players in the country. Got the world by the tail. Oh, I can handle it. I know just when to quit. Gone. I went on to Mississippi State University and I got a degree in agriculture. My major was vocational agriculture with a minor in agronomy and animal husbandry. And the first job I ever had in my life, assistant county agent at Oxford, Mississippi, in charge of 4-H club work. I fulfilled my life's ambition. I did. And you young folks that are moaning about your pay, I don't mind telling you what my starting salary was. It's $236.50 a month. And I was so proud. I was able to give $23 to the church. I could tithe, see? Yeah. Oh. And a lot of folks ain't getting because they ain't giving. And hey, God found me faithful when I had a little, so now he's decided to trust me with a bunch. I had that 4-H club job for 2 years, and one day a fella come in the office and said, are you Jerry Clower? I said, yeah. He said, are you the Jerry Clower that give 20 tons of fertilizer to some underprivileged 4-H club boys, and you talk a representative of Mississippi Chemical to give you the fertilizer? I said, yeah. He said, that's the stingiest man in Mississippi. If you talked him out of 20 tons of fertilizer, we believe you can talk farmers into buying fertilizer. We'd like for you to go to work for us. I said, I have a deep Christian conviction that I want to work with 4-H club boys. He said, fella, Mississippi Chemical gives more to the state 4-H club budget than any company in Mississippi. You can go down there. We give you 20 counties in South Mississippi. You can go down there and you can go see the county agents and tell him why you sell fertilizer. You're going to help him with the 4-H club program. I said, fine, if you'll let me help him with the 4-H club program. I'm your man. Well, I went on the road selling fertilizer. And I'd hold farm groups. I'd go to the Alabama Cattlemen's Association. And I'd tell them how we made homogenized, water-soluble, homogeneous, pelletized fertilizers. And I never did get invited back. So I started telling country stories. And not only did I get invited back, but I sold a bunch of fertilizer. 1970, I was in Lubbock, Texas, talking to a bunch of farmers. And when I got done, there was a farm director in the back of the room. He said, why don't you make a record? I said, you crazy. He said, man, you gonna tell them blooming stories anyhow. Just well get paid better than what they paying you over at Mississippi Chemical. So next time you talk to a group of farmers, do you care if I tape it? I said, I don't care what you do. Well, he taped it and sent it to MCA Records, Universal City, California. And about a week, my phone rang. Hello, Mr. Clower. I said, yes. I said, my name is Joe Sutton. I'm in charge of artist procurement for MCA Records. You have some talent. We just received some of your work. Said, Mr. Clower, the next time you're in the vicinity of Los Angeles, would you drop by? I said, I ain't never gonna be in that vicinity. I said, fella, you don't leave Yazoo City, Mississippi, and just drop by Los Angeles. I said, if y'all want...